Hi, this is a dictation for Miss Martina Wilson, M-A-R-T, like Tom, I-N-A, Martina. Wilson is the last name, W-I-L-S-O-N, date of birth 3/3/1986, date of accident is 12/13/2021, and date of service 9/1/2022. This patient, Martina Wilson, has been referred from Dr. Sam Hockey for evaluation from the mini invasive orthopedics. The patient has suffered from an automobile accident on 12/13/2021. The chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, mid back, upper back, lower back, as well as both shoulders, both elbows, both hand and wrist, with radiation to the both buttocks posteriorly. The patient reports of middle finger being involved most of the time in a pain which is shooting down from the right arm all the way from the neck to the middle finger. These pains are disabling to her and are affecting her lifestyle. The history of automobile accident is as follows. Miss Martina Wilson was a lone driver, and she was involved in an accident with the Ford 150 in a rear-ending accident. And the patient was restrained. The airbag did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident. The police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, and the patient was not taken to the hospital by ambulance. However, her husband took her to Beaumont Hospital, Wayne, where she remained for 14 to 16 hours, and the x-ray was done, but CT scan was not done. The detail of the accident will be added at the end of the dictation. Please forgive me. History of presenting illness, patient is reporting that she is suffering from headaches that are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Mostly they are affecting the front and the back, and they are one or two times per week. Not sensitive to the light or noise, and they are off and on, but when they come, they are severe. In the symptoms of TBI, patient reports of lack of focus and lack of concentration. However, there is no dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear. Patient denies any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. Patient denies any seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion. Patient denies any nausea, vomiting, seizures, sleepwalking. Patient denies any blood vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. Regarding the pain, patient reports that she's suffering from pain in the neck, which is 10 and radiating to the right arm, anteriorly and sometimes posteriorly, all the way to the middle finger, in C5-6-7 nerve distribution. The lower back pain is radiating only to the buttocks posteriorly in asymmetric dermatome fashion, but it doesn't go beyond the buttocks. The rest of the leg do not have any shooting pain. Middle back pain is reported to be 6, lower back pain is 10. In addition, patient suffers from pain in the both shoulders. In the right shoulder, she says pain level is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and she can only lift her arm up to 90 degrees of abduction. The left side patient has a pain around 7 and she can do 160 degrees of abduction. As such, there is no pain in the elbow or the wrist, but it's a shooting pain that patient has reported. And there is no pain in the hip, knees, or ankle, no chest pain, abdomen pain. And these pains are present continuously and are affecting her. And are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, heart burning, aching, and heavy. Pain level is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, and driving, and improved by medications. And also she has muscle weakness where she drops the cell phone sometimes, and there is a numbness, tingling, pins and needle of the right arm and both buttocks. There is no bladder bowel incontinence. In addition, patient has lightheadedness and depression, but denies any difficulty walking, fatigue, denies any saddle anesthesia or sleep disturbance, weakness, denies any incontinence of bowel or urine. The ADLs that are affected and reported by the patient are as follows. Eating, feeding, personal hygiene, toileting, bathing, dressing, walking, standing, running, writing, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening container, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets, ability to lift dinner plates are all affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And in the past treatment, patient report that she has seen a physical therapy since 12/13/2021, and 30 episodes of physical therapy were done with no relief. She has seen a chiropractor since 12/13/2021, 30 times with no relief. She reports of having a one cervical epidural injection by Dr. Arvinder Dhillon, who is a pain specialist, and at Frambrook Pain Center. She had found no relief. She's also seeing a psychotherapist for depression and will be seeing a psychiatrist. In addition, patient saw a Michigan Neck and Spine Institute in Novi, where the doctor recommended her a surgery, but it has not been done because she is unable to undergo anesthesia. She's a heavyweight obese person with BMI of over 60. Dr. Sam Hockey, who referred this patient, also could not operate on her shoulders because of the poor risk for the surgery. In the medical history and system review, patient is positive for the following: in respiratory disease, asthma, heart disease, high blood pressure, psychiatric, positive for depression and anxiety. And past surgical history is positive for the following: she had a C-section in 2019 at Beaumont. She had a bariatric bypass, BARIATRIC, in 2016. And then two urethral cysts, 2010 in Henry Ford Hospital. Appendix surgery, 2006 in Oakwood. And tonsillectomy in childhood in 1996. Allergies to Mobix, she reports of having itchiness and redness. Family history is positive. Mother is alive, suffers from diabetes type 2, hypertension, CRF. Father is deceased from heart attack. Siblings are living. Three brothers and one sister, all of whom have hypertension and diabetes. Relationship status. Patient is living with her husband and a three-year-old daughter. She is married. Current employment. Patient has not been working. She used to work before the accident as a home care nurse and assured home care. Now, she was supposed to lift the patient sometime and take care of them with bathing and cooking and all that, and stand all day long. Currently, she's not working. Disability, none. Legal history, patient has Mike Morris law firm representing her issues. And personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Physical examination reveals that her blood pressure is 230/137. And heart rate is 95. Respiratory is 20. Temperature 96.1. Height is 5'3". And weight is 390. This is a 36-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, chylomicronemia. And no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. No acute anxiety or lethargy is noticed. The patient does have a good attitude, demeanor, and the dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile without using any adaptive device. The gait is almost normal. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination, which is normal. Psychiatric is normal. Musculature examination is also normal, with some tenderness in the rotator cuff on the left shoulder and paraspinal muscle spasm from L1 to L5. The musculoskeletal examination reveals that the inspection entire spine is, has a normal curvature alignment with no scars except in the L1 to L5 area for the previous surgery, two surgeries that were done. On palpation, there is no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest, height is equal, and no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness is present in the area of L1 to L5. Paravertebral muscle spasm, L1 to L5 bilaterally with 2 plus hypertonicity and a few trigger points. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion 30, and bilateral rotation is 30. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension 10, side flexion is 10, and rotation is 15. Hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. Spurving sign positive bilaterally. Lerma test positive bilaterally. Destruction test is positive. Sotoal test is negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test negative. Slump test negative. Lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is positive. Straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Bregard test positive. Camp test positive. Babinski sign negative. Sacroiliac joint. Bilateral sacroiliac joints are not tender. And standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction tests are all negative. Eber test, consultant test, and Trendelberg sign is all negative. Examination of the extremities reveals the following. The lower extremities are completely normal, warm to touch, well perfused with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicoseness, none of them. Range of motions of all the joints for the lower back, for the lower extremities, completely normal, and quick test is negative, no leg length discrepancy is present, and the gait is normal. The examination of the upper extremities is as follows. Examination of the right shoulder reveals on inspection a normally appearing shoulder with no tender points except at the AC joint and posterior part of on the rotator cuff tendons. And on the left shoulder, again on inspection, it is completely normal, and on palpation there are no fracture dislocations, and tenderness is present in AC joint, shoulder joint, as well as posteriorly in the rotator cuff tendon muscles. The special tests are found positive. The Hakin-Kennedy test is positive bilaterally. Empty Bacon test is positive. Near test, speed tests are positive. The anterior and posterior apprehension test was positive, and drop arm test was positive. The upper extremities bilaterally are completely non-tender. No tenderness of the elbow, wrist, or fingers are noticed. Carpal tunnel compression test is negative. Signals and Phelan signs are negative. Peripheral circulation is intact and the sensations are intact. A diagnosis? diagnosis in general, hypertension 110, E66.9, V89.2, X60, V79.891, and CNS R51, R42, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M62.838, ligaments M54.0, shoulder bilaterally M25.511, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D bilateral. And in the spine, is positive for the following: cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA. In the thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, 54.14, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Martina Wilson is from the template. The treatment plan for Martina is as follows. The physical therapy is ordered finally only for laser treatment, as the patient is a very obese woman and she has not benefited from previous episodes of therapy. Hence, she is advised to now do only laser treatment at a specific place. I have referred her to United Rehab, but she can go anywhere else she likes. Medication, she's provided with naproxen 500 twice a day anti-inflammatory for help with the healing. And to provide the anti-inflammatory effect. Aloe 50 milligram at night to relieve the pain, improve the sleep. Luxuril 10 milligram at night to provide sleep and muscle relaxation. Voltaren gel 3%, 100 gram for topical pain relief. One refill is provided. For pain, narcotics are Tylenol with codeine number 3 every 12 hours for 30 days. 60 tablets are provided for relief of pain and improve the ADL. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, referral to psychiatry, yes, for depression, anxiety, PTSD. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI and other imaging records. The patient did provide various MRIs, and they are as follows. They were done at Basha Diagnostics, and 1/17/2022, the cervical MRI shows a bulging disc at C3-4 and C4-5, mild spinal canal stenosis, and nothing else is shows. In the lumbar spine, the MRIs are completely normal except L4-5. There is a mild neuroforaminal narrowing due to the facet hypertrophy. And L4, L5, there is a mild bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing secondary to facet hypertrophy. The discs are completely normal. Right shoulder MRI shows mild subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, mild supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendinosis, mild AC joint osteoarthritis. In the left shoulder, again, it shows a mild subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, mild supraspinatus tendinosis, minimal AC joint arthritis, and mild intrasubstance degeneration. These MRIs were discussed with the patient in great detail, and she was informed that her pain is exceeding the findings of the MRI. Interventional pain procedures are on hold, surgical options. Patient has already seen various surgeons, spine surgeons, and nobody can operate on her because of her high BMI and obesity. Referred to neuropsychiatric evaluation. Oh, by the way, in the surgical options, I am planning to send her to a University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, which is a tertiary care center, to see if they can do anything. But first, we'll do a new MRI before referral can be made. Neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. Attended care case worker not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered release. Investigations. I'm ordering a complete spine, cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, MRI, without contrast, at University of Michigan Ann Arbor to provide us a great insight and make sure that we have all the findings and knowledge. DMEs. The patient already has all the DMEs and no new DMEs are being provided. Education, yes. And then follow-up visit is in 30 days, direct contact, yes. And weight loss program should be provided for the patient. She's been advised to join a water thing, and that will help her. Thank you.